are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate. And joining me first this morning, we have Clarissa from the Pier Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. It's not as cold outside as it was yesterday.
Right.
For me, I thought. Anyway.
It's a good start. I walked out the door and there was a little bit of snow falling. And I'm like, wait a minute. But it's gotten better and it's going to be a pretty nice day.
Yes, that's what I hear. And I'm excited.
The Bones Day that you had, just kind of a fun thing you thought up. It sounds like it went pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, who doesn't like when a bunch of pups come in and visit you at work?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can't beat it. Now you need to, you know, get an office dog.
That's
wouldn't that be fun? We've tried.
We would have too much fun with that, I think.
We've tried to convince the boss of that around here, but it just doesn't fly. Maybe one day we'll break her down.
We have a lot of office plans.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of plans, you've got a lot of things coming up. Of course, the big one we want to talk about is the Sharp Showdown.
Yeah, registration is still open, so we're still accepting teams. I have reached, a lot of people have reached out and asked if there's still sponsorships available, they're also those left as well. It's going to be April 28th, 29th, and 30th. So the 28th is the rules meeting, so it's not actually part of the tournament, but we're excited. It's something new. Everybody seems to be pretty excited about it. It's going to be taking place right out here on Lake Sharp, so given some recognition to Lake Sharp opposed to Lake Oahe. That's a little different than a lot of the tournaments around here. So
very
I'm
true.
pretty excited about that. We'll be launching from Downs Marina, and then the weigh-in will take place down at Steamboat Park. So still working on a few surprises for Steamboat Park that I hope come to fruition, but fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll keep the fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Now, if there are, you know, people out there that want to be part of the, you know, of the tournament as a team, or if they want to get in on the sponsorship, what do they need to do?
Just contact me. My email is cdrefs@peer.org, or you can give the chamber a call. 605-224-6130 or 6173, I think.
There you go. Well, you can always Google it too.
Yes.
This was a lot of people.
Everybody
do.
Always asks me the number, and I really need to just, you know,
well, it's like when somebody asks you your own number, you don't call yourself.
Exactly.
So sometimes it takes a little bit.
It takes a moment.
To think about it. But yeah, that's going to be a great opportunity. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, you'll be bringing folks in from out of town, of course, folks from around the area as well.
Yeah,
and that's what it's all about.
It'll be open to everybody to come down and watch and take part of the fun. It's our first year doing it, so we're pretty excited. We've kind of already hit some goals that we had with it, so...
That's always
it's
a great feeling.
Always great, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
That first year, the feeling out process, getting things in place, and then you can just grow from this year.
Exactly. So. And that's kind of the exciting part of thinking about, oh, well, we can do it like this next year already. We've already come to that moment. So
that is great.
And the other thing we do got coming up that's a little bit sooner in this month would be Dale Carnegie. The Dale Carnegie course is coming to Pier. It used to... I'm not sure how many years ago that's been, though.
Okay.
So it's coming back, and Beck Motors is going to be hosting it. And so you still have time to register for that. It's a great, like, leadership, entrepreneur, how to deal with different situations, public speaking, just a lot of areas for people to grow and learn. And the course is pretty phenomenal, if you want to Google that one as well and check
Very
it out.
Nice.
But yeah, you have till the 6th to register for that. And it starts on the 7th. It's a 3-day course over the span of 3 weeks. So it's the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st.
But, okay. So a really
pretty
good,
excited.
Yeah, good opportunity
yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
Don't miss out on that. So I know you've got great things coming up as we head into the spring. But the big one, we want to get people signed up, or if they want to be sponsors for
Sharp Showdown.
We want to get that all in place, and I know you're looking forward to that, and you guys have been doing a fantastic job so
Thank
far
you.
Getting the word out. And
we have a bus roaming around, and I've only gotten the chance to see it a couple times because I've been so busy, but I get, you know, texts or pictures of it saying, hey,
we
your
saw
bus.
It. Nice.
Yeah. And I'm like, good, glad.
That is awesome. So, yeah, keep an eye out for the bus, too.
Yeah.
All kinds of good stuff. Well, tell everyone there hello for us. And
we will.
We appreciate the update and look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you. There's Clarissa from the Peer Area Chamber of Commerce joining us this morning on the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. We'll chat with Mayor Gloria Hansen for Fort Peer after this.
It's that time of year again.
Zesta opens?
Well, sure, but even bigger to us at Lee Real Estate. It's our annual open house extravaganza this Saturday. Most of these houses will be shown for the first time at the extravaganza. If you can't get there during our open house, contact one of our 8 agents. See these soon, they won't last long. Be ready to buy. Visit your local lender now.
So this Saturday, tour the open houses and, of course, Zesto. Check Facebook, Lee Real Estate Peer for details, and join Lee Real Estate Extravaganza this Saturday.
And continuing along with the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, Fort Peer Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. You're a busy guy this morning.
Yes, indeed. It's always nice to be busy. So
yes, it is.
Kind of keeps me out of trouble for the most part.
Yeah, you know, and you know, radio is still so important. We have lots of different ways of getting news out, but radio is so important to get the community informed, and
absolutely.
So we appreciate it.
Well, that's what we like to do. That's what we're here for. So the latest in Fort Peer, what do we want to talk about this
morning? Yesterday we had a couple of important meetings and fun things going on. We had a tourism council meeting in early in the morning, and the one thing they wanted me to talk about is the availability and the upcoming deadline for the for marketing grant applications. And so the council generally does about 12 marketing grants in the year. And so for organizations or individuals or businesses who are putting on events in Fort Peer, you know, there you can apply and receive a marketing grant. It's a matching grant, so you have to, you know, you have to put a little skin in the game yourself. But but you can get from anywhere from $250 to $2,500, and the applications are due March 10th. So that's coming up really soon. And I think so far they only had a couple of applications. So don't miss the boat. If you're putting on an event in Fort Peer, you know, get some help with marketing.
Yeah, and that'd be great.
And there, I think the application is on the website fortpeerlife@gmail.com. or fortpeertourism.com. And so if you have any questions on that, the best number to call is 223-7603. 223-7603. So that's an important thing. And the other thing that we are doing this week is to finalize the job descriptions for the 4 vacant positions, full-time positions that we will be hiring. We always hire a lot of part-time people as well.
Right.
But the 4 full-time positions are a superintendent for general maintenance. That is a new position that will have a variety of duties. That person will supervise streets and parks and the shop and the museum maintenance and the swimming pool maintenance, not the lifeguarding part, but gotcha. The maintenance of it. And so the council approved at the last meeting a $2,000 hiring bonus. And so I think that is a good incentive, you know, to get quality people to apply. The other 3 positions that we will be filling are the Assistant Public Works Director. That person works very closely with builders and contractors on building inspections, building permits, those kinds of things, and code enforcement. And that person also works closely with planning and zoning. And the other 2 positions that we will be filling will be a streets maintenance position and a parks maintenance position. And all of those are key positions for us. And so we have such a great team, experienced, long-term
people who really are a team.
Right.
And so we're just looking for four more to add to the team.
Yeah, some great opportunities there. So if there are folks interested, don't miss out. Get your application in.
Exactly.
And, of course, looking at some point here for high schoolers, maybe returning college students to fill some of the seasonal jobs.
Oh, gosh, yes. We always need more people in parks. Mm-hmm. Last year we didn't find any seasonal employee for streets. But that's an important role too. The museum hires a number of seasonal people when all of the museums are open.
Right.
And of course the swimming pool, and we always look for a good supervisor for the pool, someone who has some experience, someone who can schedule and supervise, and then of course all of the lifeguards who need to be willing to give swimming lessons. And so that pool is a big part of Fort Pierce summer.
It is a busy place and a great place for the kids to gather and have some fun and cool off when it gets hot.
Exactly.
So if anybody's interested, they can probably stop by, pick up applications, or call with any questions too.
Right. And the Fort Pierce webpage does have an application, and there will be more information out there about the rate of pay for the four full-time positions and and the seasonal.
Right.
So but if you have any questions, yes, call 223-7690 or just stop in.
It's so nice to be able to talk about it, because we're at that time of year. We're getting where you're going to need to fill those positions, and that's a positive thing.
I may have done that for my own peace of mind. I'm not sure.
Well, it gives us all a little peace of mind that spring is almost here, regardless of whether it was snowing or not this
Wasn't
morning.
That the weirdest snow we had yesterday?
It was.
It was so crunchy and sticky. I've never seen snow like that before.
No, that was kind of weird. So hopefully Mother Nature's getting all those quirks out. Because we're ready by the end of this month to be ready for spring.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you, Dave,
so much. For stopping by. Always nice to have you here, Mayor. There's Fort Pierce Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us on this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by the folks at Lee Real Estate.